Hello and welcome to All Things Relative. I am your host, writer and narrator, Rishit Gadre. Today, I'm going to talk about the types of stars that exist in our vast universe and their lifespans. Since the beginning of the universe, 13.8 billion years ago, hydrogen and helium have been two of the most abundant gases throughout the cosmos. These gases are consumed as base fuel for stars and helps them conduct nuclear fusion, that is, combining two or more atoms to form a nucleus with a larger number of atoms and subatomic particles forming a new element. Let's take the example of a star of average mass. This star was formed millions of years ago from large clouds of hydrogen and helium gases. Gravity causes these gases to come closer to each other until enough heat is generated for the fusion process to begin. The reaction then reaches chemical equilibrium, causing the formation of a red main sequence star, and the cosmic chemistry begins. Inside the star, pairs of protons collide and fuse, causing beta particle decay, forming deuterons or the nucleus of deuterium, which is an isotope of hydrogen. These deuterons fuse together to form the nucleus of the helium atom, releasing large bursts of energy in the form of light. This process continues for billions of years until the star has fused all of its hydrogen into helium. At this point, the core of the star starts to shrink, getting hotter, making any remaining hydrogen burn even faster, releasing extra energy. This extra energy pushes against the star's outer crust, causing it to expand into a red giant star. This stage remains for another billion years before the core shrinks so much that it generates enough heat to conduct helium fusion, also known as helium flash. This forms a larger nuclei of denser elements like carbon, beryllium, and oxygen. Now, the star starts to become smaller and the outer crust moves inwards, changing the color of the star from red to blue. Once the core is mainly carbon and oxygen, the star starts to expand, releasing the materials from the outer crust. This material released forms the planetary nebula, a mesmerizing combination of colors reaching up to the radius of around 1 light year. A light year is the distance light covers in 1 year. It is about 9.5 trillion kilometers. Now what's left of this average mass star is a tiny Earth-sized core, which starts to cool down since it does not have enough fuel to burn. This forms a white dwarf star and has the mass under the Chandrasekhar limit, or about 1.4 times the mass of the Sun. This makes it one of the most densest objects in the whole universe. Meanwhile, the planetary nebula will move through space and soon come together again to form another star and repeat the process. This is the lifetime of an average mass star, exactly like our Sun. On the other hand, massive stars, ones that have the minimum mass of about 10 times the mass of the Sun, have a completely different life cycle. These stars originate from stellar gases, but this time, they are formed by a much larger cloud. This means that the star consists of much more mass. As we spoke about the positive relationship of mass and gravity in the previous podcast, more mass of the gases will create a stronger gravitational pull, causing the star to be pulled inwards faster. This causes it to heat up quicker. Hotter the star means more fusion energy is generated, which opposes the inward force of gravity, pushing outwards. This forms a hot blue main sequence star called a blue giant. Since the star is much hotter, the rate of fusion is faster, burning up the fuel at a much more rapid rate, causing it to burn up in only 10 to 100 million years. At this point, no more hydrogen and helium are left in the star, and it starts to shrink further. This shrinking causes a rapid increase in heat, causing sudden and extremely high amounts of fusion between helium atoms. This pushes out the outer star crust, leading to the formation of a red supergiant star. These stars are about 1 billion kilometers in diameter. Unlike the average mass star, these heavy stars generate enough heat to continue the fission process, fusing carbon nuclei to form neon and then neon nuclei to further form heavier elements like silicon. At the center of the core sits the heaviest element produced by the fusion process, iron. Iron is stable and thus does not generate any energy when fusion takes place. Now that there is no more energy being generated, gravity causes the star to collapse into itself, and in a split second, the outer crust of the star collides with the core at a rapid rate, causing the most violent explosions in the universe, sending out iron particles into outer space and forming a supernova. Now, the core of the star that remains has a mass above the Chandrasekhar limit. If the mass is between 1.4 to 3 times the mass of the Sun, the gravity is so strong that it causes electrons of the core to squeeze with the protons to form large balls of neutrons. The shockwave of this neutron formation triggers the supernova mentioned earlier. All that is left behind is a 20 kilometer wide ball of neutrons, consisting of all the mass of the star combined in this small place, making it super dense. This is called a neutron star. On the other hand, if the mass of the star is greater than 3 solar masses, the ball of neutrons would be further compressed by gravity, which would be even greater than the neutron degeneracy pressure, or the outward pressure from within a neutron. This would cause the star to collapse, forming a tiny point of infinite density, also more commonly known as black holes. This is the life cycle of a massive main sequence star. Over the years, research and observation has exposed us to other star categories like binary star systems and brown dwarfs. These two stem from various different stages in the lifetime of these two main types of stars mentioned earlier, the ones with average mass and the ones with high mass. Further research could expose us to more revolutionary knowledge about stars. Finally, let me quote Carl Sagan, an American astronomer. Somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known. Thanks for tuning into All Things Relative. Feel free to share and hit follow. This is Rishit Gadre signing off. Thank you.